Montana's Native American children face greater barriers to opportunity than their peers in other states. That's a finding of the 2017 Race for Results study released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The Race for Results Index graded states on a scale from 0 to 1,000. In Montana, white children scored 671. By contrast, the state's Native American children scored 267, placing them in the second lowest in the nation for any racial or ethnic group, except for Native American children in South Dakota. Jennifer Calder of Montana Kids Count says the isolation of reservation communities combined with poverty are factors in the state's low scores.
Living at the poverty level is incredibly stressful and profoundly stressful for children and creates a lot of instability, both in housing and food and a lot of transition for those children.
One measuring stick was to look at how many families live at least at 200% of the poverty level. Calder says that income affords limited economic stability. That translates into an annual income of $48,500 for a family of four. The report notes that, combined with Montana being a rural state, further perpetuates a cycle of intergenerational poverty for Native American families.
When we have a blanket statement that says it's isolation, then that doesn't cut it for me. Poverty and isolation.
State Representative Sharon Stewart-Paraguay of Crow Agency.
There's more more barriers and more obstacles and situations that tell a bigger story.
Stewart-Paraguay is talking about cultural differences, or that for many, English is a second language. While she recognizes data on reading at grade level or high school graduation rates, she says there are other factors that go into the well-being of a Native American child.
When you have these different measures, these European measures upon Native children, upon Latino children, upon African American children, you're looking at it from a different litmus test, and it's also, for lack of a better word, a white middle class perspective. It's not the reality of the children of poverty, and it's not the reality of the children of color within their communities.
Stewart-Paraguay teaches Crow Studies at Little Bighorn College. She says while Montana has policies like Indian Education for All, there also needs to be a frank public discussion about racism.
That's the conversation we need to have, because those experiences can make or break a student at any level.
That's true, says Jennifer Calder of Montana Kids Count, and the report notes that. She says, still, the goal is to acknowledge that this gap is real between Indian and non-Indian children.
And this report is trying to talk about it in a way that is not a sort of inflammatory, that's not blaming. It's just describing the reality of the experience, that there are huge percentages of American Indian children that grow up in high-poverty neighborhoods that automatically creates fewer opportunities for them. So what are we going to do about that?
She says programs like high-quality preschool or Medicaid can help. The 2017 Race for Results report comes out at a time when Governor Steve Bullock is considering additional cuts to state programs. This includes education and health care. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.